When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hey everyone, a lot of you ask me how I read so many difficult long books, like some of the classics I've discussed here, and how can I read, summarize, and analyze them on this channel. Today I'll explain my process and 9 steps to help you read and digest meaty books, but more importantly, how to be more productive with your reading. There are 2 types of writers and readers. Discovery readers are intuitive and planners are logical. Discovery readers may seek experiences and surprises. Planners, however, have a specific goal. In my younger days, I used to be a discovery reader and I would let the book take me on a journey. Now I plan my reading. When you're young, you date for fun, but once you're closer to 30, you search for a good mate to have babies with. When it comes to books, I'm picky. Typically, fiction readers are discovery readers and non-fiction readers are planners, and I'm a planner through and through. Just as in life and stories, reading is a 3-part process: before reading, while reading, and after reading. So each section comes with 3 tips. Let's begin. Step 1. Start with short books. I used to be scared of commitment, so I read shorter books. Shorter books are fun dates, while long books like Full On Marriage. Reading the 7 volume of Marcel Proust, about 3,000 pages, was a marriage with lots of ups and downs. I started slow and moved up once I had the stomach to digest chunkier books. Just like in gaming, you start at the level 1. 2 of my favorite books of all time are short novellas, The Blind Owl and Pedro Páramo. Step 2. You must judge a book by its cover. Readings like mating. While selecting a partner, we judge them by their looks, smell, speech, wealth, and health. We ask them questions. I use Marie Kondo's method. I grab a book, and if it makes me excited, I keep it. If it doesn't excite me, I chuck it away. You'll be surprised how quickly you can get rid of a lot of books on your list, or desk, or shelf. In a library or a bookstore, I don't chuck them away. Instead, I read page 99 to see if it excites me. I borrow 1 book at a time. Buying a book makes me appreciate it even more, and I can highlight and write on it. Once I've chosen 1 book, I'm ready to read. Step 3. Have a deadline. I got 2 major distractions, my phone and my fridge. When I decided to read Proust's novel, I gave myself 6 months. It pushed me to finish it, and I did. Humans are inherently lazy, but nature has given us cold winters as deadline, so we must prepare for the harsh weather. I pretend winter is coming, so I sit down and count the pages and give myself a deadline. Not finishing a book is not an option. Back in our cave days, if we didn't prepare for winter, we would die. Reading a book is luxury. Millions of people do jobs they hate, so I have no excuses. When you get lazy, remember sitting inside a cave, shivering in the cold without firewood to burn. Once you finish the book, the feeling of achievement is amazing. Then treat yourself to an ice cream or a nice lunch. I'm a goal-oriented animal, and deadline motivates me and makes me read faster. Step 4. Make some predictions. Before reading, I write down a few predictions. To focus my attention, I decide what the book is about before even reading it. Philosophy books have a neat outline, so I read the table of contents. With novels, I write my predictions based on its title, subtitle, cover, or any other visual indications like chapters. Predicting the message of the book helps you use your prior knowledge of the subject. I spend 5-10 minutes on my predictions. The more you read, the better you can predict. Baseball players can predict where the ball lands after a lot of practice, and it's the same with books. After I finish the book, I go back and compare it to my predictions. It's a confidence boost when you get things right.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Step 5. Skim, skip, and stop. Skimming helps you get the bigger picture. Skimming is when you look at the table of contents, chapter titles, and even read the first sentence of each paragraph to get an idea of what the book is talking about. This is important if you want to summarize the book. I also skip when I lose focus or get bored. I move to the next paragraph, page, or even chapter to refocus. We are evolved to seek change. I also skip if the book is too easy. If the book is too easy or too difficult, I can also stop. The best book is the one that is a little bit harder than your level, so it challenges your intellect and curiosity. So I skim, skip, and stop because not every word or paragraph or page deserves my attention. The author had good days and bad days writing the book, so they aren't all good stuff. Also, there are times you give up reading because you're not in that place. So read something else. Reading has to be challenging but also fun to get something out of it. Step 6. Take notes on your phone. As I read, I use the dictation function on my phone to note some of the ideas that come to me or I highlight interesting passages. I also note page numbers so it's easy for me to go back. If the book is my own copy, I highlight the interesting passages and write on the margins. To make a video, I have to write a lot of notes. I don't use all the notes, but when I want to analyze the book, my notes are fundamental. I organize my notes into two sections, for summary and for analysis. Step 7. Summarize the book in your own words. Summary is true to the book's main story or message. After finishing the book, I write a brief summary, mostly from my memory, but also use my notes for some key events. I don't always get things 100% right, but if it's close enough, that's good enough. Writing a summary also helps me get the bigger picture, and nothing's more thrilling than having a full picture of something. It's like climbing a summit, and now you own the mountain. Summarizing a book is like rereading it. It stays with you and forces you to really understand the book. Step 8. Analyze the book. A summary is a snapshot of the book, but an analysis is your reaction to the book. Once I have a summary, the next step is to organize my notes into a few general themes and topics. Using my notes, I examine each theme of the novel or book with some examples from the book. Here you can use quotes you have highlighted to strengthen your arguments. Usually 3 or 4 themes should be enough. Step 9. Your angle of view. The final step is to understand the main message. To help you, write 1-sentence summary of the book and 1-sentence analysis of the book. This helps me to angle my piece of writing or video. This is my own unique insight into the book. This can also be the title for the piece or the single takeaway from the book. This could also be the central question the book answered or a single piece of insight you learned. Marcel Proust's novel is about humans' innate desire to defeat time and be immortal. Good readers are like cows. When cows graze, they don't eat everything. They pick and choose. As a result, they have developed 4 separate stomachs. When you read a lot, you develop 4 brains. One for judging good books from bad ones, one for breaking the good books down for analysis, one for digesting the heavy elements, and one for regurgitating it back to others. I read like a cow. I don't read everything in front of me. If I waste my time on bad book, it's not the fault of the book or the author. It's my own fault for picking the wrong book. The ultimate goal is to read and respond, and that's how we grow. Cows graze, digest, burp, and poop. That's how we get bigger. Good grass gives us good milk, great cheese, and Kobe beef. Good books do the same. So happy grazing. I mean happy reading. Thank you for watching.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.